Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Fisherman Ministry Grace Chapel out here in the windy desert of Texas this morning.
I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. Walk in your freedom, walk in your liberty. We will walk in your freedom, walk in your liberty. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. Dance in your freedom, dance in your liberty. I'm free, I'm free. I'm free, I'm free. When the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is peace, there is love, there is joy. It is forever, you set us free. will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and the rider thrown into the sea. The Lord my God, my strength, my song, has now become my victory. The Lord my God, my strength, my song, has now become my victory. The Lord is God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, the voice of the light are thrown into the sea. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, the voice of the light are thrown into the sea. The Lord my God, my strength, my song, has now become my victory. The Lord my God, my strength, my song, has now
Lord Jesus, we just thank you for bringing us together today so that we may hear your word, so that we may follow you, Father, so that we may be able to praise and worship you. Let your words hold true today. Let us learn and come together as one body. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, this past week's had some trials and tribulations to it. I think just about everybody can relate to that. Been several issues that have cropped up. Several things that we all need to work on. First and foremost, we're to show our brotherly love to one another. How do we do this? First and foremost, we do it by supporting each other. No matter what method you want to put behind that, you support through helping each other. You support through correcting each other. You support through any number of means. But it is brotherly love when you are supporting each other. So if we don't do this, then who are we? Or what are we doing? We know that things, circumstances, and events are happening around us all the time. And we know that the time of the Lord is drawing near. It's closer today than it was yesterday. So, let's take a quick look at those final days. We go to Timothy chapter 3, starting at verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. In other words, preferring yourself before anybody else. It's all about me. Covetous. Think about covetousness. Covetousness. Yes. Something like that. There you go. Coveting. Yeah, we'll take that one. What are you coveting? Well, we look around the things of the world today. Luckily, it's not Christmas time because then we have the 50 million commercials bombarding you every time you're on TV. But coveting is wanting what others have or what's available out there that the world likes putting out all these nice little shiny trinkets to distract us from what we should be watching every day. Boasters. Hey, look at me, I can do this. We see that everywhere right now. Proud. Pride is iniquity. Iniquity was found in Satan, and he was cast out of heaven. Pride should not be found in us in brotherly love. Blasphemers. We know there's plenty of those around the world today. Disobedient to parents. Nah, that never happens, right? I don't even think we need to go any further on that one. Unthankful. Unholy. We see the unholy in a lot of the churches today. Just the very things that these so-called churches are out there professing are unholy. They are not following what the Word of God says. Without natural affection. Truce breakers. False accusers. Incontinent. Fierce. Despisers of those that are good. Traitors. Heady. High-minded. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Do we see any of those things in the world today? All you have to do is turn on the TV. It shows every one of them. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Today is a new day. What happened yesterday, 5 minutes ago, 50 minutes ago, doesn't matter. What does matter is what happened a little over 2,000 years ago. And that is that Jesus Christ died to give us a chance to go to heaven. To forgive us of our sins. It doesn't matter if you sinned last week, last month, yesterday, or 5 minutes ago. You ask for forgiveness, He gives it. You let it go and move on. It's a new moment in time. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I would like to touch on a little thing you said there, Bob.
Sure.
About the brotherly love and how we are to support each other.
Yep.
However means are necessary in our walk in the Lord.
Amen.
It's not fun when you have to correct others.
No.
And it's really not fun when you're the one being corrected.
Very true.
But one thing that it helps me to remember whenever I'm getting corrected is I thank the Lord that that person loved me enough to correct me.
Amen.
Despite how I react, despite how upset I'll be.
Amen.
I think that's important, that we should be thankful when we have to correct someone, be thankful when we are getting corrected.
Amen.
He gave us beauty for ashes, the oil and the joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that we become the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that we He gave us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that we be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of
Lord. Let's
Amen.
Give the Lord a cheer, huh? All right. Well, you know, you come in here, and this is my first day batting cleanup, as they say, right? And Davey said before, you know, Scott went and preached what I, you know, had in mind to go about, and well, gosh darn it, if it didn't happen to me. You know, but praise God, you know. As most of you know, I recently just got back from a trip to South Carolina. And I'll tell you what, I'm very pleased to be back, but I was sad to leave. You know, I was down there hanging out with some, you know, brother and sister in the Lord, and, you know, we had a good time together, you know, some good fellowship, and that was, you know, I think that was food for each of our souls. And it was hard to leave there, but, you know, I wanted to come back too, so I was kind of caught betwixt too. But I'm here now. And along the way, on my trip out there, you know, it's like a 22 or 23 hour drive, you know. I'm driving out alone. It doesn't really hit you until you're on the road for about 2 hours that you got about a day to go, you know. And I'm driving and driving and I'm praying. And I say, well, hey, this is a lot of good time here. You know, I've listened to the word. You know, so I'm listening to the Bible and, you know, some stuff that I hadn't, you know, had time to read recently. I spent a lot of time reading in the New Testament, so I was listening to some old. And, you know, some stories about David and that, and I was praying. And I asked that the Lord, you know, strengthen me and gird up my loins and help me to, you know, move forward in Him, right? And I lifted up to Him all these things that I thought were problems. You know, oh, geez, you know, I got to build a house out here at the ranch, you know. Man, I don't have a job, I don't have much money, but, you know, I got a little bit here and there, and, you know, I can work it out. But, Lord, you know, bring in some money, you know, help me out here, you know. And all these, you know, other things that you have going on. And, you know, after praying, I felt sort of happy. And I was like, all right, cool, you know. Prayer was answered, you know. I'm driving down the road, and I didn't really need gas, and I had, you know, something to drink, didn't really need to go to the bathroom, but I said, I think I'm going to jump off this exit here, you know, go to, you know, there's a gas station here, I'm going to go in, and I might as well fuel up, and, you know, that sort of thing. So I did, you know, I got off, and You know, I only needed to put in like $20 or something into the tank. And I pull out my money and I'm looking and I say, well, you know, by the amount of gas I've been burning pulling this trailer, I probably got just enough money to get there and get back. You know, it's going to be tight, but it'll work out just fine. And I'm fueling up and the guy in the pump next to me here, you know, he's got this big new truck and he's got a, you know, his mother in the front seat and she must be in her mid-70s or so. And he's kind of fretting and he's looking around and, you know, doing this and hey, I'm just kind of watching. And, you know, he came around the truck closer to where I was and I said, hey, you know, what's going on? You know, you need a hand with something? Oh, man, the last truck stop I was at, you know, 100 miles back or whichever, there's a guy out front. And he said he needed some food. So I said, all right, I brought him into the Denny's in there. And I bought him a meal, and I sat down, ate with him. And I got in my truck, drove here, and I ain't got my wallet. I said, oh, man. You see, I called the bank. They saw that there was actually 3 charges, you know, on my card at that same truck stop after I had left. But they're going to send me a new card. And I said, well, how the heck are you going to get it? Oh, I'm on my way to Fort Benning. My son's coming back from Afghanistan, I think he said it was. He's flying in tomorrow. And, you know, we got a hotel there, and we got, you know, friends in Columbus right outside of Benning. And they're going to overnight a card there. I said, okay. He said, yeah, I'm not sure how I'm going to get there. I got just about a tank of gas right now. You know, that's all I got left. You know, in my flesh, I said, oh, it sounds like it's going to be a tough trip for you, man. Right. But I had this small voice, you know, say to me, why don't you give him some gas money? And of course, my first reaction was, but wait, I won't have enough. You know, I won't be able to get home. You know, what am I going to do? And after I asked that, I just had sort of silence. You know, I was like, oh, man. And he's still talking. You know, we got to chatting a little bit, and he was an ex-military guy himself. And it worked out. He was actually in a unit near where I was stationed, so we were kind of at the same post as he was finishing up his career, you know, a few years back. And we're still chatting and just chatting. I'm just kind of filling time, right? And then I hear the voice again, and it just says, trust me. All right, well, praise God. I said, hey, why don't you hang out here for a minute, and I'll be right back. So I go into my truck, and I kind of looked at, you know, the amount of money I had, and I was trying to gauge, you know, how much money he'd need to get to Columbus. And I'm looking, I said, be tight, but, well, praise God, here you go. And I went out and told him I was a minister, and I gave him a card. And I said, hey, the Lord wants you to have this, all right? And I think it'll be enough to get you where you need to go. And but if you have any problems, you know, my number's on the card. You give me a call, and we'll figure you out something, all right? And his first reaction was, praise God. He said, I'd been praying that somebody would help me. I said, well, there you go, brother. And he was happy. His mother was happy. And they, you know, they boogied on down the road, and I felt good about it, and I yet knew that on the other end of this, the Lord would provide for me and get me on back here, and praise God he did. When I was out there in South Carolina, I was blessed mightily, and here I am to yap at you guys today, you know. So, the Lord's good. So I just wanted to share that little testimony before heading over to Ephesians 4. Because this kind of hit me as I was driving down I-20. All right, I'd never driven I-20 before, and they call it the Bible Belt, right? You know, down through this area. And I'm driving, and sure enough, I'll tell you what, there must have been 8 dozen churches right along I-20. I mean, there was a church, you know, between exits, every exit. You know, I get off in, you know, Georgia. I mean, there must be a church on every corner. See, I'm from the Northeast. I'm used to a Dunkin' Donuts on every corner. Right? I'm not used to a church. But the thing that struck me about this was, you know, hey, I thought it was pretty cool that there was a church everywhere. But all these parking lots were empty, right? And each one of these church had a different name on the front of it, right? How many different denominations of Baptist are there? I mean, I must have counted 160. I don't know, you know, I jest, but man, there was a lot of different Baptist churches. I mean, there's a flavor for everybody, I'm guessing, right? And then not to mention the Methodist, not to mention Lutheran, and you know, all this other stuff. I said, what in the world is going on here? So it made me think of Ephesians 4, which I'd like to read. Over on Ephesians 4, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, and with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling hath given themselves over to a lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind to one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Well, that's pretty powerful right there. I mean, that only not talks about the different, you know, churches, these different flavors I was talking about there, but that brings it right down at home, doesn't it? I mean, if we were all of one spirit, of one unity, of one mind, then there would be no division among us, right? I mean, right now you can see that it's real easy to see that there's plenty of divisions among these denominations and these churches out there, but when you shine that light on yourself, if you do it honestly, you'll see that we got some work to do, right? I mean, why is there this division? It all stems back to, you know, judgment and pride and these sorts of things that Bob was speaking about earlier, you know? Lovers of their own selves. Let's turn over to Matthew 7. I think this will sort of tie it together here. Chapter 7 in Matthew. Just start at verse 1. Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, the beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote of thy brother's eye. I mean, over here, Jesus says to judge not, right? I mean, is he saying that all judgment is wrong? I mean, is that what he's getting at? No, that ain't what he's getting at. I mean, we see occasions all over, you know, the Word of where judgment is appropriate. You know, we see occasions in everyday life where judgment is appropriate. But what he's talking about here is that old fault-finding attitude, right? Being picky, that habit of criticism. You know, that's like this mean, cruel spirit that sees only the bad in others. I mean, that's what we got to get rid of. We got to shed ourselves of this, right? Why do we judge and why do we criticize? Why do we join ourselves to that spirit? Pride, right? Criticism, it'll boost our own self-image. It'll boost our own self-esteem because we're putting other people down, thereby lifting ourselves up. Right? I mean, that's what bullies do, right? They tear other people down to make themselves feel better. I mean, criticism's enjoyable to our flesh. We just heard over in Ephesians, we should get rid of that. Right? We should move on from there. You get to a whole new level when you're criticizing one person and then you yet get somebody else to join with you in criticizing that person, because now all of a sudden both of you are justified. Both of you feel good and that other person's bad. You see what they're doing. And that ain't right. I'm not sure if it gets much wronger, you know? Man. I mean, not until our own hearts are fixed, when our vision's been cleared up, when we've got this, you know, this log out of our own eye, will we be able to actually reach out to a fallen brother or, you know, somebody else that is lost and actually reach out to them in the right spirit, that spirit of love. And if we can't do that, I mean, why are we here? right? When we when we walk in love one with another, we will be about the business of building up and not tearing down. Amen? Have you been guilty of passing this sort of judgment, you know, onto others? Yeah, I know in the past I have. You know? I mean, all I can say is go out and get that log out of your eye, right? I mean, have you been on the other side of that where you've been unjustly, you know, judged? Man, I think I've been there too. Did you go out and forgive that person? I think it might be a good time to do that, you know? I think, you know, right now, I think that's all I got today. But how about we somebody and just tell them we love them in the name of Jesus. And you guys can come up and sing a song. Oh, hold on.
I'm trying to croak this out. I've lost my voice, but I'm going to try anyway. Taking into account everything you've heard here today, I want to ask you something. And not just for this church, but any other church, any other ministry. Why should God send people to you? This is the thing I want you to think about. Why should God send anyone to you to learn of Him? If you are not walking the Word, if you are not cultivating God's love in yourself that you may love others, why should He send anyone to you? Wouldn't make sense, would it? Now, I've only been saying this for 40 years. I started in Juliota, Florida, and then in Oviedo. And everywhere I've gone, I've said the same thing. Why should God send people to you? I'm hoping that one day people will start hearing that and become those people that God wants to send people to, because then He knows they will be faithful to reveal Him to those people.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what I got to say.
Through you the battle gonna do. The word that break is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word that break is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Yourselves in the Lord, delight yourselves in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. He will give you the desires of your heart. So praise the name of Jesus, glory to the Lamb of God. Praise the name of Jesus, glory to the King. Delight yourselves in the Lord. Delight yourselves in the Lord. And He will give you the desires of your heart. And He will give you the desires of your heart. So praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. Word and faith is my Lord and shield. And Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel.
Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel.
Jesus is the Lord of the way.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your words today. May we go out and walk them. May we be that shining light to those who need you, Lord. We just praise you. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.